Live from the historic Detroit Golf Club, home of the Rocket Mortgage Classic. It's the Spin on Golf Show presented by Rocket Mortgage. With your hosts, PGA professionals Jordan Young, Mike Fay, Brian Cairns, and WJR's own Sean Bullegian.
Well, good evening as always, 7:06 here on a Sunday night. So glad you can join us. Another edition of Spin on Golf here on 760 WJR. Usual suspects all here. BC, Mike Fay, Jordan Young in Vegas again. You know, Jordan, you and I were talking about this off the air. I have to share this conversation because I don't know if other people like relate with me. I'm cool with Vegas for like a couple days and then I got to get out. Like honestly, after a couple days for me, I just got to get out of there. You, on the other hand, said, well, you got to remember what my day consists of. I'm playing golf all day. And I was like, okay, I can deal with that.
Let's rephrase that. I'm not right. playing golf. I am driving around a golf course, making sure all of our clients are having a great time out here in Vegas on the courses that we host them at.
Of course. My apologies. Absolutely. That's the way that we're. Yeah, there's a big difference. There's no doubt about that. Spending time on the course, spending time in the casinos. But what's it like out in Vegas? Jordan, just a beautiful day here today. 80, nice little wind, just a beautiful day. A lot of people were out on the links. What's it like in Vegas?
Well, I can say that it's up to 80% capacity here now. They just started that a couple days ago. So it's very busy. It's super hot. 90 to 95 every day. Winds are still up though, 25 to 35 miles an hour. So we're at Lake Las Vegas. We are at South Shore and Las Vegas Country Club this week. So it's fun. It's great to come out here and work and, you know, let people have some good times and play some golf. It's all good.
Well, we have so many exciting things here in our own backyard, a new course that's on the docket. We'll get into that later on in the show. Summer Woods, the tournament lead for the John Shippen and volunteer vice chair for the Rocket Mortgage Classic, will be joining us to talk about the John Shippen. And of course, the Pete Green Michigan medal play coming up as well. Just so many cool things in our own backyard. And I think, why don't we just start there, BC, the Pete Green Michigan medal play?
Yeah, we have a lot of Fox Hills. We have a lot of our students playing this week. And it's a culmination of it's an invitational that you kind of got to get invited to by last year's performances. If you made the cut last year in this event, you get an automatic bid. But guys that make the U.S. Amateur, played well in the Michigan Amateur, GAM, all that. So it's a who's who in Michigan golf amateur this week starting out. And, you know, look for the kids, of course, to take reins on this. But the golf club I played today with a couple kids, and it's fast and firm. I mean, it's really fast. The greens were like 13s today. The rough is up. The grandstands are going up. And they whack more trees down. I love it. I love the place. It's really, BC, really good.
BC, talk about that a little bit. I mean, it's firm and fast. We haven't had a lot of rain. Had a little rain last week. But how do you adjust this time of year to those kind of conditions? And obviously the guys that adjust the fastest, you know, have more success. But a lot of these players, they can't, when it's coming out of the rough, playing to the front of the greens, when there's not really much front of the greens, when there's some greens that are elevated, you can't really balance them up. How do you change that that game plan?
Well, I think you got to change ball flights. I think you got to come in with a higher ball flight and make your numbers all 5 yards on. I mean, looking at the golf course set up today with one of our kids, Vimal, and we said every landing spot on every green is 5 yards on. I don't care where the flag is. It's 5 yards on. And didn't matter if you're in the fairway or in the rough. If you're in the rough, you had no chance of holding the green. But the problem with this time of year is if you get to a hot day in a fast firm, you're coming from 50 or 40 degree days where these kids are hitting it nowhere, or anybody's hitting it nowhere, and the ball just seems to be falling out of the air. But all of a sudden today, that ball was humming.
Flying.
And you couldn't stop the golf ball. It's like I'm hitting 9 irons 160 yards, which I don't. But it did today. So the adjustment is, I think, is in all ball position and ball flight, Mike.
Yeah, I got to hit it higher, right?
You got to hit it higher,
yeah. Got to get some good friction on that golf ball, too. Yeah. We're talking about no rough shots.
Right.
Hit the ball first.
So that's a very difficult adjustment. You know, you get to the south course the last day, you're hitting a lot of wedges. So advantage bombers this week, big time, because they're going to be hitting a lot of shorter clubs and definitely with more elevation.
Right.
Coming down, better landing angles. But that's a very good question. That's a tough adjustment. Coming out of the cold weather.
Great perspective here. That's the kind of stuff you get on Spin on Golf. So glad that these three guys who know a little bit about what they're talking about, Jordan Young, BC, Mike Fay, kindly joining us. Guys, the Valspar Championship down there, just outside of Tampa St. Pete, 24-year-old Sam Burns gets it done, wins by 3 strokes. And Mike Fay, I think I can speak for a lot of people. Who the heck is Sam Burns? Give us the Sam Burns rundown.
Yes.
Isn't he the PBS guy that did all those specials? No. Isn't that Sam Burns?
He did that great one on baseball. I remember that one, BC.
This young man from Shreveport, Louisiana, the backyard of David Toms.
Yep, you got it.
He's been very high on him and said he's going to do real good, and he's doing it. And total game. He's got every shot in the bag. It was fun to watch him win.
Today. Obviously, he put the pedal down and ran right on by everybody.
He did.
He looks like a linebacker.
He's a big dude.
Yes.
Big dude.
So it was a ton of fun to watch him hit it today. And he had his whole family there, too, which was really cool to see. There was a bunch of tears shed, and it was neat. Pretty cool for a 24-year-old.
It gets into the PGA Championship, and that's coming up in a few weeks. But I saw those guys tee off on one. I was kind of – we had some lunch today, and I was watching. I'm like, wow, these guys got a long way to go. And then I picked them back up at – I think he birdied his first 2 holes, which probably set him in the right direction. But Keegan was playing well, and then he turned to the back nine and watched him hit that shot on the par 3 into the water. And he flared it over there, ended up making double, and then I think he made another bogey a couple holes later, and Burns was going the other direction. So I think he had a 4-shot lead at one time. But Keegan Bradley, Burns is a story, but Keegan, if you're watching him today, he's still moving all over the place in that pre-shot. He's like you said, BC, he looks like a cat trying to chase a canary. And
sneaking up on it,
Even Donnie Pepper was saying today, I think he's just trying to find that twitch or that trigger to kind of put him in the right spot to move into that go zone. And, everybody's different. And he probably doesn't know he's doing all of that, but you see it. We're watching Mike Weir play with John Daly right now, and couldn't be two opposites. They're tied at 10 under, and you got John Daly, who just pegs it, looks at the hole, takes a waggle, and rips it. And then, Weir's kind of more like Keegan, where he's a little methodical. He gets his feet down, he takes his little waggle, and he's very structured and frigid. So it's just interesting to watch these guys, and they don't look comfortable, but they're playing well. So I don't know whether you're a Keegan fan or not. It's interesting to watch these guys get into their play box.
I want to talk about John Daly in a minute. We're coming up, as crazy as it sounds, 30 years since he kind of burst on the scene and won the PGA 1991. Very quickly, before we go to the break, before Eric Dortch plays the music in my ear, we were having an interesting discussion about Keegan Bradley today. How would you categorize what happened? Did he blow it? Did he lose it? How would we explain? Because you guys know in the golf world, there's a tendency to say, oh, this guy gagged, or oh, this guy, Vandeveld, whatever the case may be. Is this just a case of him getting beat today?
Yes.
Yeah, I think he got
beat. I don't think even if he would have played decent, better. He still played pretty decent.
He did.
He was 3 over on the back nine, but that doesn't mean he gave it away. He hit one bad shot in the water. That cost him two, and he made another bogey. He just didn't get it down the back nine, and Burns played great.
He did.
I told you Eric Dortch was going to play that music in our ears. That means we have to break. When we come back, pretty exciting news in our backyard. We'll look ahead to the PGA as well. Talk about Weir and Daly, as Jordan mentioned. Don't you go anywhere. Spin on Golf on a Sunday night right here on 760 WJR.
Welcome back to the Spin on Golf Show, presented by Rocket Mortgage and the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Now back to your hosts, PGA professionals Jordan Young, Mike Fay, Brian Cairns, and WJR's own Sean Bolegian.
Well, welcome back in. So glad you could join us. Again, coming up in about 10 minutes, Summer Woods, the tournament lead for the John Shippen and volunteer vice chair of the Rocket Mortgage Classic, will be joining us. We are going to be talking so much about what is happening with the Rocket Mortgage Classic. And of course, we're all going to be out there. I think we're all going to be out there, right? 4th of July weekend, we're all going to be out there?
100%.
Cool. Looking forward to it. Can't wait to get out there. And we'll find out exactly what is going on as well as the weeks turn into days in regards to how many people can come out there. We still don't know, but going to be talking about a pretty cool event in a little bit. Jordan, you were talking before the show started, the joy of watching Mike Weir and John Daly, huh?
Yeah, I mean, they're still battling it out here. I think they're tied at 10 under and a few holes left. I don't watch much golf on TV, but I've watched a lot today, and it's pretty interesting. John's got more hair on his chin, I think, than his head. And those of you know him, he has a lot of hair on his head, too.
He's no kidding.
Different.
He's got some cool pants on today. I like them. Mm-hmm. I like them.
How are they playing? I mean, has it been an enjoyable watch? I was prepping for the show. I haven't had a chance to watch. How's it going?
Yeah, they're both playing good. They both made eagle on par five. I'm going to say it was 12 or 13. Weir made a bad bogey. He was leading by one. He made a bad bogey with a wedge in his hand on a par four, but then came back with that eagle right after Daly eagled. So that was good. But, they're trending. They're trending. I think Daly just hit one about 30 feet for eagle here. I think that might be 18. I could be wrong, but yeah, it's good. It's good. They're playing well. They're playing well. No, Tom's in there. 16, Petrovic.
16.
Petrovic's looking to tie it here. I don't know if he does or not, but oh.
Pretty nope. Cool. Pretty cool happenings tomorrow as well on the west side of the state. American Dunes officially opening tomorrow. What have you guys heard about it? Have you had a chance to be out there at all? BC, I saw you throw the hand up. We'll go to you first.
I played I got contacted to play there in June, but the soft opening was the other day. A bunch of the West Side golf professionals played. Dean Colstead, my buddy, and some of the other golf professionals over there played it and said it was really a breath of fresh air. It was nice. He opened the place up. The old Grand Haven Golf Club was tight, millions of trees. He stripped back the trees. He took about 12 feet of soil away and exposed the sand again, you know, because it is literally right on Lake Michigan. So he said it's a breath of fresh air. The greens are a lot flatter, more playable, a lot more run-ups, a lot more round runoffs. And he said Nicholas did an unbelievable job.
Mm. Right on Lake Michigan. When I hear about all these golf trips, I mean, no disrespect when I say this. You can make a picturesque, beautiful golf trip right here in our own backyard. There are so many beautiful courses, and this new beautiful course right on Lake Michigan. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it. I don't think any of the course, the part of the course overlooks it, but you are certainly right there, right next to Lake Michigan, maybe within 100 yards or two of the lake itself. And the Rooney family owns it. Major Dan Rooney, who does the Folds of Honor, does unbelievable work with Folds of Honor.
He's the man.
Was long overdue, and thank God for Major Rooney and what his family does and what the Folds of Honor does for our veterans.
I mean, it's a pretty cool setup. I mean, I saw some of the pictures today. I know a lot of the media was out there today, and they said they'd already booked 11,000 tee times that are scheduled. They have the Folds of Honor Memorial on Sunday, I guess, which was today, and the course raised a bunch of money for scholarships that go to the family members of the fallen injured soldiers, and pretty cool. So tomorrow's like the first day for the public, and I saw Jack was there and his wife Barbara, and they were a bunch of pictures, and he had a great tee shot to kick it off. There's a huge flag. I don't know how big this flag is, but it's massive, right in the middle of this property. And right. And then four planes flew over just before he was getting ready to hit. And it was pretty cool. I'm sure you'll see the video, but he steps back and like watches them fly over, and the smoke's flying everywhere. And then he goes heads and hits, and then he gives the old like salute, and he looks for his ball like this. So it was pretty cool. And you know, there's a lot of memorial, you know, aspects to that when you walk around, I guess. And
well needed. Well, way past due, obviously. And amen. Thank God for our vets. And, you know, Nicholas donated all that, all the construction costs and his time and everything. Which
I heard it's a nice play too. I heard it's a generous play for everybody, but it just looks spectacular. And I know we've got some good friends over there, so we might have to make a few phone calls later on.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny. I'll let you in behind the scenes of what's going on here on Spin on Golf. As we are talking, there is a group text message, and everybody's trying to figure out, okay, I'm good this weekend. Well, that weekend might not work. I'm good that weekend. So everybody's trying to figure out that group trip right now as we speak. So, listen, though. I mean, isn't that what you ask for? If you're the American Dunes people, you know your place is beautiful, but you got to love when there's a buzz not only about a new place, but about the game itself.
This guy Marshrow's buttoning in our foursome for some reason. I don't know. Who's he? Do we know him?
I thought he was supposed to be up north on the golf tour or something.
I don't know, but he's going to derail. I could make that work. I'm like, well, that sounds like a man.
Does WJR have a private plane now? Too?
Yeah, that's
don't bring that up. No,
Jeff play up north and be on that private plane to play with you guys in time for tea time. There's no doubt about that.
Marshall's in.
Mr. Frank Beckman is the pilot concierge or the plane concierge.
Co-pilot.
Hey, BC, 3 weeks away. We were talking about John Daly 30 years ago winning the PGA. 3 weeks away from the PGA and certainly a course that you're very familiar with.
One of probably my favorite golf courses in the world. I went down and played Keogh with some ladies this week, and I had my buddy on the bag, Rybo, of course, Jordan. My buddy caddy for me at Kiowa in 2012. But so I got to play the Ocean Course a couple of times this week. And if it blows 15 to 20, nobody's going to break par. It is brutal. I mean, they made the fairways narrower. They added a new tee on 6. So now it's like 5-10. They added a new tee on 9. They added a new tee on 12. And they added another tee. I didn't think they could make room on 18, but they found more room on 18. And it
really?
18, they made the fairway narrower, and it's an acute angle you're hitting into. And I tell you what, it's – wow, it is a big boy. That's all I can say. And, you know, Jordan knows what it's like. All the balls that landed short stayed short, and all the balls that landed on the green went over the green. And the rough is – over ankle high right now, and it's thick. I think bluegrass.
I think I'm still picking sand out of my hair from that. What was that? 2012? Was that
the story? I even went over there. and says, "We're standing right here, and I'm taking these bunker shots, practice swings in the bunker, and I'm not taking a big swing yet."
You were not in the bunker, BC. You were over on 17, over the berm. I know we only got a few minutes here, but you were over the berm in the crowd.
Yeah,
which. Okay, no big deal. So there's 800 people around us, and the wind's blowing 30 miles an hour. We're up in this berm. He's got to hit it over this bunker through and no green to work with, and there's water on the other side. So I don't know if anybody's played Kiowa, but 17's a tough hole. So he's over there. We got about 40 yards. He was far enough left where you could range find it over there at about 40 yards of the flag. And he's taking 18 practice swings. Well, guess where all the sand's gone? It's blowing right in my face.
He's sweating, so it's just sticking. It was like
100 humidity, and then everybody. So then he gets in there, and he's got no lie whatsoever, and he just goes, hacks it out of there, and somehow gets it on the green. Everybody's going nuts, and I'm like just pelted with like 8 layers of sand and trying to trudge through. Oh, that was tough. I barely made that deal.
Hey, listen, very quickly, what's your take on that? I mean, BC, as you mentioned, the course is difficult as an enough as it is, especially when the winds are coming. What's your take with them tightening the screws on these guys in the majors?
I think they had to. 8,000 yards isn't going to stop them. The rough will, and the greens firmness definitely will.
Mm, good good stuff. Hey, don't you go anywhere. More Spin on Golf when we come back. Summer Woods, the tournament lead for the John Shippen and volunteer vice chair of the Rocket Mortgage Classic, will join us to tell us all about the John Shippen. Don't go anywhere. Spin on Golf right here on 760 WJ.
Back for another round. It's the Spin on Golf Show, presented by Rocket Mortgage and the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Once again, your hosts, PGA professionals Jordan Young, Mike Fay, Brian Cairns, and WJR's own Sean Bolegian.
Well, a great conversation that I hope everybody doesn't mind I share with our listeners here on 760 WJR as we welcome in Summer Woods, the tournament lead for the John Shippen and volunteer vice chair of the Rocket Mortgage Classic on StreamYard. BC, being the gentleman that he is, said, "Summer, how are you? How have you been?" And Summer says, "Oh, not much. I'm only planning a golf tournament that's here in about 59 days. So no hassle whatsoever, huh, Summer?"
No, not at all. Just a little some, you know.
First of all, thank you so much for joining us. I know how busy this is for you and everybody as we prepare for the Rocket Mortgage Classic. And, you know, very quickly with that, I mean, this is something we saw how big it was 2 years ago. Went next level, even with the COVID restrictions and everything. And it just seems like adding more and more to this tournament and making it the event that we already know that it is.
Yeah, no, for sure. So we're really excited with the John Shippen being an addition this year. You know, in 2019, Intersport and Rocket Mortgage Classic did a good job in terms of equity and inclusion, but the John Shippen is going to allow us to take it to the next level this year. So we're really pumped about the events that are lined up.
Well, let's start right there, if we can, Summer. You know, when we've talked so much about the John Shippen in the last few weeks, and maybe somebody's just joining us right now, they don't know exactly what that is. Who better to talk to than Summer Woods? What exactly is the John Shippen?
So thanks for that, Sean. So the John Shippen is an event that is going to allow us to elevate the conversation about inclusion within the game of golf. So we have two different aspects of it. There's going to be the National Invitational, which is the 26th through the 28th. There's a practice round on the 26th, and the tournament round is 27th to 28th. And then we're going to end it off with the Business Summit on the 29th and the 30th. The idea behind the event is we are going to highlight Black men and women, professional and amateur golfers, that will win an opportunity, that will be able to earn an opportunity based off a plan in this event to earn an exemption to the Rocket Mortgage Golf Classic, as well as the Dow Bay Invitational in Midland. And then for the Business Summit, is going to be an opportunity for us to have a virtual summit for all of those that are interested in looking to learn more about the you know, the business of sports. A lot of people don't even know that if you want to be a CPA, you can be a CPA in Major League Baseball. If you want to do social media, you can do that at the NBA. So we want to be able to expose people of color to the opportunities within sports as well.
Summer Woods, tournament lead for the John Shippen and volunteer vice chair of the Rocket Mortgage Classic, kindly joining us here, Spin on Golf 760 WJR. I guess the next logical question would be, Summer, who exactly is going to participate when this great event takes place?
So that's what we're in the process of doing. We've put together, we've curated a great invitational committee that is made up of different subject matter experts across the country as well as locally that are understand the golf space. So we have those representing from the PGA of America, from the PGA Tour, as well as representation from different entities within the HBCU space. So what we're doing is we're looking at all of the different talent across the country, looking at their rankings, looking at their different highlights. We want to highlight and have those players a part of this tournament, that this is their blood, sweat, and tears of trying to get onto the tour. This is an opportunity for them to earn an exemption. So we're looking for all of the talented individuals from across the country that will be able to come. And we're going to take all the barriers, eliminate all the costs, cover their travel, food, all of their entry fees and all of that to make sure they're able to compete.
Awesome. I know, BC, you wanted to talk to your old friend Summer.
Well, Summer, obviously, when I went to Midnight Golf and saw Summer there, she was definitely on a little higher kite than I was. And I thought I had a lot of energy, but man alive, this lady, I could not keep up with her. So we'll talk about the perfect lady to run this event and get it done lickety-split is great. And again, because of Rocket Mortgage, right, Summer?
Yeah, no, I'm so excited. You know, as a person that's a Detroiter that learned the game of golf at Palmer Park at the age of 9, like literally golf has curated my life. And so to be able to be a part of it, and to your point, BC, about Midnight Golf, that's definitely a passion of mine for sure. Rocket Mortgage has been very integral with that organization, with the Midnight Golf, as well as this event. So how amazing is it that this, you know, this title sponsor is using their exemption in a different way? This is very, you know, this is not the norm. This is not how people use their sponsor exemption and their sponsorship dollars in order to elevate this conversation. So, you know, shout out to them as well as to Dow that have said, let's use our sponsor exemption in a different way to get some different exposure to this game.
Definitely making a major statement, and it's a statement that, again, it's long overdue. We keep saying this, even with the veterans, it was long overdue, but this is definitely long overdue, Mike, and Summer. It's really a good thing.
Summer, where do you see this going in the future?
You know, I hope that it just continues to go and we're able to take it across the country, right, to other markets. I mean, I think that this is, you know, there are different ways that people are able to get onto the tour. As you all know, you know, qualifying for Q School and going, I mean, that's not a cheap venture, right? It's not, it is something that takes a lot of money that people don't talk about and don't really know about how you get into this golf space professionally. And so the idea is that we're able to add another avenue in order to have people, you know, to give these individuals that are talented. It's not a matter of, you know, sometimes people say, oh, where are they? No, the talent is there, right? But we also got to look at the economics, a lot of things that are behind it. So, you know, the goal, obviously, hopefully, is to take this across the country to other markets to truly have a platform in other markets as well.
Boy, Summer, you know what? Golf talk, doesn't she? Q School, and yeah, she knows her golf talk.
I mean, I work for the PGA Tour. That's what I'm saying. Literally, my life, golf curated my life. I started, so I'm laughing. Like, we're putting on a golf tournament, but what better person who worked for the PGA Tour for 6 years to put one on? So, I'm up for the task for sure.
You know, Summer, I was going to say, Detroit's just a perfect place to start this as well. I mean, you talked about your background, whether it be Palmer Park, wherever the case may be. There are a lot of young men and women and boys and girls that are going out and being introduced to this game and falling in love with this game in our own backyard. Detroit's a perfect place to start something like this.
Oh, no, it is. I mean, the history of golf and black golf here is rich. I mean, you know, we are the born home place of Calvin Peet. And you know, what he brought to the game, and, you know, our adopted son, Joe Louis, and what he brought in terms of being one of the ones to cross the color barrier as well when he played in the San Diego Open. So, again, this is a perfect place. But there's so many other places like Nashville with Ted Rhodes and what he did there. I mean, so there's so many other places across the country that we can also elevate the likes of a John Shippen, which many people don't know that he was the first American-born golf professional who happened to be African-American and played in the second U.S. Open in 1896 at Shinnecock. So, you know, as much as we can talk about the good parts of history and what that is and the history and to be able to talk about how we can move forward, the better the game will be holistically.
Summer Woods kindly joining us here at Spin on Golf on 760 WJR. Of course, Summer, the tournament lead for the John Shippen and the volunteer vice chair of the Rocket Mortgage Classic. One more thing, you know, I would be remiss if I didn't talk about Rocket Mortgage proper, because, I mean, one thing that they've done since this all started is it's what they're doing in the community, what they're doing for the community. Again, this just seems like a perfect fit, Summer.
It is. It is a perfect fit. I mean, you know, Trina Govan Scott, who's leading their diversity efforts over at Rocket. I mean, they're taking things to the next level and understanding what that is and what does it look like to be intentional about inclusion. And this is another example. So not only have they done it in the mortgage market, within the financial market, but also in other spaces that they occupy, can, you know, also, which includes golf. So, you know, again, they could have done this totally different. They could have been a little bit more hands off, but I love the approach of being intentional, because that's truly how we're going to change the conversation and the landscape of what this beautiful sport that we all love here on this show today.
Well, we love having you on. I'll echo what BC said. Your energy, that the smile, I know you're going to get everything done in the next 63 days. There's no doubt in my mind. We appreciate you, Summer, and know this, if you need anything from us, you reach out. You know how to get a hold of us, any one of us, and we'd love to spread the word about some of the great things going on.
Well, I appreciate you, Sean. Thank you all for having me on the show today.
Thanks, Summer so Woods, kindly joining us here, Spin on Golf on 760 WJR. Once again, the tournament lead for the John Shippen and the volunteer vice chair of the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Don't you go anywhere. We've got one more segment here on a Sunday evening. BC, Mike Fay, Jordan Young, so glad you could join us right here on 760 WJR.
Welcome back to the Spin on Golf Show, presented by Rocket Mortgage and the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Now back to your hosts, PGA professionals Jordan Young, Mike Fay, Brian Cairns, and WJR's own Sean Bilegian.
Well, I hope you're having a great Sunday night. Thank you so much for joining us here on 760 WJR Spin on Golf. I know, Mike Fay, you were up a little late last night watching some of the LPGA action.
I was. HSBC Women's World Championship in Singapore, so it was live at 2 o'clock in the morning, right, BC?
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, it was
dedication.
It was. I needed to do my homework for today.
No problem. Yeah, I just an insomniac on purpose.
Is this your new segment? Up at night with Mike Fay.
And yeah. What did I do?
There we go.
Late night with Mike Fay.
I was studying, and we saw a very exciting finish, didn't we, BC?
Man, what a flip-flop that was.
Oh, my goodness. Some really good golf.
64.
Hi, Joe Kim ended up shooting 64 to win.
Was she the one that was wearing the full like head thing?
Yeah, head thing with the
that was creepy
style. Yeah,
that was really creepy. And I did see a little bit of that.
Yeah, she took it off. She also had the umbrella up, which was good because it was 1,000 degrees there.
The elites can't get. You know, they can't get tan. They got to stay pasty.
It was hot.
Yeah, it was hot. Yep.
And Hannah Green, you got to feel for what happened the last couple of holes, just finishing bogey. She had the lead, and she was ready to
win. Well, like you'd say about Keegan Bradley, he's like, you give him a chance to win the tournament going on the back nine, and they'd take it on Thursday morning. They'd take it. Give me that chance. I'll take it from here.
Absolutely.
It's part of playing the game. You got to win. It's hard.
NB Park played great. My daughter loves NB Park, so that was exciting for her. And the great name of Patty Tavatanakit coming in third.
You spent a lot of time on that name last night, didn't you?
Like, I was practicing. It rolls right off the tongue.
Yeah, who was obviously that? Who was that person that
I love
Beckman?
Her.
Beckman, only Beckman could remember the two girls.
Jutanagar?
Yeah, but geez, that was good.
Come on. I'm a professional.
Gee whiz, that was pretty good. I mean, Beckman was the only one that could pronounce it back
Don't
then.
Ask me how to spell it. I got no chance.
Wowee.
She finished with 65, and she hits it 9 miles off the tee. Big fan.
Really far.
Yes, it's fun to watch her play. Cool.
Someone takes a lash at it. She takes a lash
I
at it.
I like it.
Yeah, yeah. That's good. It's really refreshing.
So, guys, we've got the final hole here. Daly hit it in the water on the approach here. At the Insperity Invitational, and he made double. Wiersey is now ripping it up to the green. He's walking after. So he makes bogey, wins, I believe. Oh, he hit it about 12 feet.
Oh,
so in Weir's 13th start, he's got a fist pump, and he is excited. He's going to get his first Champions Tour victory. Congrats to him.
Yeah.
Unless he five putts.
Nah, he ain't going to five putt.
Well, I shouldn't say. Yeah, he's in a good spot right now.
He's pretty good. I think
I will say this. I will say this, watching the Champions Tour guys and them putting, they look way more twitchy and off than the regular guys. And a lot of head shaking, and it's certainly different watching them play versus the women in the PGA Tours. I know.
Hey, you'll find out, Jordan, now that you're 50. Oh, yeah, you'll find out.
What do you mean, find out? I've been dealing with it for a long time. Find out.
It's nerving.
I know one guy, and I don't know if the guys in the back could try to pull this up, but if they could pull up Tim Pierce's putt on number 17, I believe, of the PGA Professional Championship, Tim Pierce, who is an assistant professional here in the Michigan section from Birmingham Country Club, qualified. I believe he finished, was it guys, eighth, tied for eighth in the National Club Pro?
Yep, I believe
and he qualified along with Ben Cook, who finished third. And they'll both be playing at Kiowa in a couple of weeks. Hmm. And one of our other Michigan PGA friends, Cody Houghton, lost in a playoff. I believe it was five guys for four spots.
Yeah, and he was the
odd
guy.
And your buddy Sonny Skinner was the last guy to knock him off.
Sonny's
getting up there too. Very good player, but he's going to the PGA Championship, playing another major.
Yep.
So congrats to our guys for qualifying, and that's pretty big. But that putt that Tim made, I didn't watch any of it. He putted it, 220-yard par three, hits it about maybe 8 feet, and he putts it, and the reaction is it's sitting on the lip, kind of like we had last week, and it's sitting on the lip, and it's sitting on the lip, and he kind of looks up, and it falls in. And so it was there for maybe about 7-8 seconds. And that was a huge birdie that put him inside the number. So
well, inside the cool. number, but Jordan, you know the hole at 18 at the Wanamaker. I mean,
yeah,
you'd like to have a 3-shot buffer going into that hole. That hole,
I'd like to have about 8-shot lead.
I mean, an absolute nightmare that hole. I've had whatever meltdowns, but anyway, that putt went in. That I guarantee. I haven't talked to Tim yet, but I guarantee that's what he was thinking. Oh, 18 is so much easier now. I can make bogey and get in. I guarantee you. What a relief when you're in that position. Good for them. Good for them. We got two guys out of 20 made it. That's really good representation. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, that's phenomenal.
We have about 5 minutes remaining here on Spin on Golf. Less than that, as a matter of fact. But I know, Jordan, you wanted to give a shout out to a couple of your boys in our own backyard in regards to the Michigan PGA.
Yeah, those are the guys that we were just talking about. You know, Cody Houghton, who is first alternate, and Tim Pierce, and Benny Cook. So watch for them on TV. There's 20 club professionals from around the country, and we have two of them in for sure. And, you know, maybe Cody gets lucky and gets in as well. So good luck to those guys.
I wanted to ask you guys something. If this is something that matters to you, of course, the PGA, we'll be talking about the PGA champion 3 weeks from now. We grew up in an era where it was always in August. And as you well know, they moved it a couple of years ago. Thumbs up, thumbs down, doesn't matter. What's your take on that?
Well, my take is it sucks because I've played two rounds this year. And one of them was out here, and one of them was last week. So if I did qualify to play in the tournament last week, I've got no preparation. BC, who goes to Florida and plays 300 rounds in like 40 days,
absolutely,
then it probably doesn't bother him.
No, it doesn't bother me. But still, I think it's a total disadvantage. It's a disadvantage for everybody. The guys down south are coming out of a busy winter season. The guys up north aren't playing. What's wrong with the fall for the National Club Pro? And you know what? The best players are going to make it and play anyway. It doesn't matter if the best players aren't playing great, you know, before the PGA. Come on. I mean, the best players are going to play well anyway, and it just bugs me to no end. That's my punk of the week right there, the PGA of America.
Punk of the week is back.
Punk of the week, PGA of America.
Come on, Mike. When's your segment coming?
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. But to one end on this PGA being a Kiowa in May, a different golf course than we played in August. It should be a lot firmer. It should be a lot faster. But I can tell you what, there's a lot more green grass than we saw. I mean, the grass I played this past week was really, really dark green. Like something like a heavy, heavy, heavy dark green, right? A bluegrass overseed, which wasn't there the last time we were there. So I think it's way harder.
You know, I was always one of those people. Like, I loved the PGA because it always seemed like that was like the last big event of the summer before school started. You know, just speaking strictly from a fan standpoint, I always loved it in August. And it, you know, we are traditionalists, and why are you screwing with this? Why are you screwing with this? I think originally that was my, why are you doing this? But now it's like, so what? Big deal.
Yeah, but
it's in May.
When FedEx says move the schedule because we're not going to compete with the NFL, guess what the tour says? Okay.
Yeah.
We will. I mean, that's business. That's the business of golf.
Not doing it. Absolutely. And you understand the logic behind that. Everybody's going to be watching in 3 weeks' time. All right, quickly, what do you guys got coming up this week?
Pro tomorrow over on the west side. Stoughton
Good
Bray.
Luck. Thanks. Mike Faith?
I'm bummed I'm missing out on the Stoughton Break course. I never played it.
Yeah, I like it. I love it. My kind of place.
Got a great new program at Walnut Creek called Adult Pod starting for instruction. So excited about that this week.
Outstanding. Cool. Make sure you check these guys out each and every week. Follow them on Twitter. Some of them are on Twitter more than others.
Instagram.
Oh, yeah, yeah. See, that's the one that's I drew the line with Instagram. Nope, I'm just not doing it. That's the one.
I'll be posting my Vegas pictures out here at the Oxford Pro-Am.
I'll be caddying the Horton – or excuse me, the Pete Green Invitational on Thursday for James Pyatt.
Yeah, good luck to all our guys playing this week, tomorrow, yep, and in the events. And
yep, absolutely.
Good luck to you guys playing in the Pro.
Thanks. Yes,
absolutely. Safe travels to you as well. Jordan, want to thank Mr. Rieger, Mr. Dortch, of course, Jeff Marcero, Ray Templin. I hope I didn't leave anybody out. Most importantly, want to thank you for joining us here on 760 WJR. We will talk to you again next Sunday night, 7 o'clock, right here. It's Spin on Golf only on 760 WJR. Have a great night and a fantastic week.